Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and my guest today is once again Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Welcome back, Marnie.
Thank you.
So you and AgStar and MinSkew have been working very hard behind the scenes. We didn't even know about this until today on a big study on farming and continuing education. Tell us about that.
Sure. Well, MinSkew has had a farm business management program, which is basically continuing education for farmers, for many years now. And they decided a couple years ago that they needed to do a big comprehensive study of just what farmers are looking for in continuing education. With the way things change, especially technology, as we see in any industry, technology moves in and you have to keep up with it if you're going to keep your production up and stay competitive. And agriculture is no different. And so they recruited one of the state's top ag education people, Dr. Richard Jorger, and he partnered up with us and with AgStar Financial as one of the major partners on this. And we put together a study, a very big study, a large part of which was a comprehensive survey of all farmers in the state. And we just completed that study, just completed the report, and we collected a ton of information on everything about farmers and what farmers are looking for, what they want to know, and how they want to get their education delivered to them.
That's important because, you know, obviously convenience probably comes into play, but also, oftentimes I think it's not going to work in a classroom. You have to kind of do it.
Right. The classroom setting was one of the least preferred ways of learning about things. The farmers really wanted to go to other farms and to test plots and see demonstrations and things like that. And it was interesting, though, we also surveyed farmers who have gone through the Farm Business Management Program. They were very interested in having things delivered by email and learning about things online and receiving education over the internet. They saw that as a good thing, whereas farmers in general really wanted things in print material. And so we could see the differences between what was going on there. But in general, farmers really, you know, crop farmers wanted to learn about soil fertility and soil amendment. And livestock farmers really want to know about animal health and veterinary services. And all farmers together were really interested in things like estate planning and tax planning and things like that.
Succession plans.
Exactly, yeah. But also it varied a lot by how much income they had, how much money they were making on the farm. Small farmers were interested in different things compared to what the big production outfits were interested in. And so we've just got a lot of information and we're sifting through it all, and it's going to be fun figuring this all out.
Right. And we can watch for that to be posted on the ruralmn.org site sometime soon?
Pretty soon, yeah. Right. It's on the MinSkew site right now, and we're working on getting it posted on our site too.
Looking forward to that. Thanks, Marnie. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.